Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and if you're looking for some serious fun, head over to ChumbaCasino.com. At Chumba Casino, you can play all your favorite social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. It's the most fun you can have on your phone or computer.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks. Like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
Don't be afraid. Lock the doors. Turn out the lights. And climb into bed. It's time for Hillbilly Dead Time Stories.
Lighthouses usually stand against stunning backdrops. They range all across the South, from St. Augustine's Haunted Lighthouse to haunted lighthouses in North Carolina, up through the Great Lakes area, and then including the West Coast. There are several lighthouses scattered around Lake Huron. Each has its own spooky history to contend with as you walk around the grounds. So watch out. From murdered lighthouse keepers to restless soldiers and distraught children, these haunted spots host a myriad of characters that'll have you turning around to look over your shoulder. Lighthouse ghosts are not only the spirits of gray-bearded old keepers, such as today's subject, the ghostly girl at Tawas Point Light in Michigan. The first lighthouse at Tawas Point, a rubble tower similar to the one at Old Presque Isle Light, just 70 miles to the north, was operational in 1853. By the early 1870s, the point had shifted enough that a new light was needed, and the present lighthouse was constructed as the result. The brick tower stands 67 feet high, giving the Fourth Order Fresnel lens a focal plane of 70 feet above the lake. A two-story brick keeper's house is also attached. Pinning down the reason for a ghost is usually up for debate. In this instance, it seems that a young girl, thought to be the daughter of the lightkeeper, died in one of the upstairs bedrooms around the turn of the century. Apparently, the death was caused by pneumonia. Old-timers say her spirit has haunted the old light ever since. She isn't confined to just a building and has often been seen on the grounds around the lighthouse. One of the more modern stories involves the wife of a Coast Guard officer in charge of the station. Up until very recently, the lighthouse was an active part of the Tawas Coast Guard station. Before the new officer in charge and his wife moved into their quarters, they were staying in a camper trailer parked near the lighthouse. It was a pleasant spring morning, and since the Coast Guard station is closed to the public, the grounds were deserted. The wife was sitting at a picnic table enjoying her coffee, when to her surprise, she noticed a young girl in a pink gown sitting on the stone steps at the rear of the lighthouse. The little girl was crying. The woman thought that this was very odd, and she walked over and asked the girl where she was from and what she was doing. The girl looked up at her for a long moment, and then ran through the back door and into the lighthouse. Since the door was locked with a padlock, this was impossible. It obviously startled the woman, who ran back into the camper and got her husband. Between them, they couldn't figure out what had happened. All the doors were locked, as were the windows. When the husband searched the building, no evidence of the little girl was found. There have been other encounters with the mysterious little girl. She has been sighted looking out of the top floor bedroom window. Reportedly, this was the room that she was in when she died. She has also been seen peering out of the upstairs windows at the rear of the house, quite possibly looking for playmates who will never come. Why is she trapped at the lighthouse at all? Why didn't she pass over? It is reported that in 1998, a group of Coast Guardsmen had another brush with the little girl ghost. The officer in charge of the station, engineering officer, and two Coast Guard engineers from the Coast Guard Group Detroit were in the lighthouse basement checking the facility when they heard a little girl's voice outside. It sounded as if she was playing, laughing, and carrying on the way children do. Finding this odd, since they knew there were no children in the area, the men went back outside to see what was going on. They discovered that there was no one around the light. As far as they could see, they were all alone. They must have been mistaken about hearing a little girl. The men went back into the basement to finish their work. As soon as they reached the basement, they heard the little girl again. One of the men was so rattled by the unearthly experience, he refused to ever enter the lighthouse again. The same man was involved as a local scout leader, and when he brought his group to tour the lighthouse, he stood outside in the bright sunshine, unwilling to set foot in the building. Perhaps there are more wandering ghosts at Tallis Point than just the little girl in pink. Just to the northwest of the light is the old Tallis Coast Guard Station. A new state-of-the-art Coast Guard Station was built across the road, so the old one is currently abandoned. The original station was built by the U.S. Life Saving Service in 1876. There are stories of bizarre events happening in the old station house. One evening after the men had moved to the new station, the search and rescue alarm in the old station house suddenly blared to life as if to summon the crew to a rescue. This was astonishing to the crew considering there was no electrical power to that building. It continued to sound until station men came to see what was going on, then stopped as mysteriously as it started. This wasn't the only odd happening in the building. On previous occasions, Coast Guardsmen working on the ground floor of the building clearly heard people moving about and talking on the upper floor. In the days of the old life-saving crews, this was where the men had their bunks and their lockers. When they would inspect the upstairs room, it was always empty, at least of the living. After a while, they didn't bother to look anymore. It was just part of the old lifeboat station. Hearing the sounds of the spirits of the old surfmen in the second floor of the old life-saving stations isn't all that unusual. Just as all lifehouses seem to be haunted, so too, all life-saving stations are haunted as well. Similar tales have come from the Hammonds Bay Station on Lake Huron and both South and North Manitou Island stations on Lake Michigan. If you decide to visit a lighthouse or a life-saving station, and you feel like someone's watching you, you're probably right.
Hush, little baby, don't say a word, or daddy has to fight off a zombie herd. And once that zombie to hack off the devil's head, and if that devil's head gets hacked, daddy has to hunt down a werewolf pack. And when that werewolf pack goes down, daddy has to slaughter. To take on a vampire guild.
Hey, it's Bubba Wallace from 2311 Racing. You know what feels like forever? Sitting on a plane waiting for takeoff. Good thing I've got Chumba Casino. With daily boosts and social casino games on tap, this is the kind of fun that makes time fly. Why not turbocharge your downtime? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Game night's fun until someone spends 5 minutes lining up one shot. Chalk, breathe, re-chalk, still aiming. While they figure it out, I fire up Chumba Casino. I can spin anywhere, anytime, and there's always a new social casino game every week. Spins happen way faster than that shot. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.